Joined now by one of the all-time greats, Kevin McReynolds.
The Coot.
I am here.
You are.
How are you, sir?
You are.
I'm good.
Kevin has the misfortune of seeing me every Sunday at church, at least the Sundays that I'm there. He's always there. That's
are you a front row guy, Kevin, or a back row guy?
He's a front row balcony guy.
I'm a front row in the balcony.
Really?
I'm looking down upon
his voice
everybody.
Carries better.
Is right that here. So you can throw stuff on people? What I mean, why?
I just want to make sure people are checking in and out.
Depends how good the preacher's sermon is that particular Sunday, right?
That's right.
So how many of your teammates have you run into? Anybody here that's old enough to have played with you at Arkansas?
One sitting right here beside me. I used to beat him up in high school, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've seen a couple of them out here.
Scott, where'd you go to high school?
McClellan, Mighty Crimson Lions.
The Mighty Crimson
Mighty Crimson Lions, and
sorry.
You throw that in there.
Of course.
What year did you graduate?
78.
Oh, I guess. I taught at McClellan for a year. I was there only a year. That was 84, 85, I guess, so I missed you. But I'm old enough to have taught you, I guarantee you.
Graduate's a relative term.
That's right.
He's
hey,
out
I
of school.
I got a piece of paper that says
well,
that.
The year he left, whatever.
Kevin sent Mark Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, right? Didn't you expose Norm to
I told Coach DeBryant about him
is that right?
Right after I played. I said, there's a guy out in Rose City you might want to check out. And I guess that's the first time he ever listened to me, and it might have paid off for him.
We were talking to Coach McDonald. He was saying that he would use Mike Conley as a recruiting tool. He said every time he sent him out to talk to a future track athlete, they always got him. So you're one for one, though, right?
Who else?
I'm one for one.
Right
Mick Reynolds got to Arkansas because of me.
Is that right?
I would pitch and he would hit during the game. They saw him like four for four, four dongs, and breaking car windows in the outfield. And
he was always nice to throw it right where I was swinging.
You know, most people can't hit it underhand, but he really could.
Kevin,
really could.
You know what your next task is? It's Archie Goodwin.
Oh.
Up on the hill.
That'd be a big score for up there, wouldn't it?
Come on. One more recruiting. Recruiting pitch.
That's the old stomping ground.
Yeah. What do you think? Kid could be best high school basketball player to come through the state?
I haven't seen him play. I know my wife's son, my stepson, went through some specialized little camps with him.
Yeah.
And you knew just seeing him out there just goofing around that he was a special talent.
Yeah.
And, you know, he really is coming on. So
put it on him, full court press. Come on. You're the legend.
Yeah,
I can't put it on with that accent like you can. That's the only thing.
What accent?
Hey, it sticks, man. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. I don't know if we've reached the point yet, but you're going to get to a point where when you go on there and go, yeah, I was a Razorback grade, and who are you again?
Yeah.
I'm surely he followed your career closely as a diaper dandy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
There's no
Kevin McReynolds is we were just talking to Arvis about playing some golf, so we're going to get him out. Kevin is nobody hits the ball quite like Kevin McReynolds does. He is a freakish talent.
It leaves where I started at. I never know which direction it's going.
Goes a long ways. Sure is fun to watch. That's for sure. The legend. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Conley. How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
The great recruiter.
Hi, Mike. Hello. How are you?
We were just talking to Kevin about trying to get him out on the recruiting trail again. He's one for one in his recruiting career. Coach McDonald earlier, I don't know if you heard it, was crediting you with bringing some super athletes to campus. He said every time he went out to talk to a prospective track athlete, they would end up on campus. So obviously you did a good job for him.
Yeah, I wasn't stupid. And I know I wanted to surround myself around great athletes so we have a chance to win. So it was I benefited just as much as John did.
Yeah.
How did he get you out of Chicago? What was that?
I have no idea.
I mean, you go from
somebody else is a good recruiter.
Yes, right.
You know, I always think back at that. And Arkansas was the only school I visited.
Really?
You know, yep. I came down here and then fell in love with the coaches in the area and decided to come to school here. Now, if I would have visited, six or seven other schools at 18 years old, I don't know.
Who was the guy that took you around on your team to show you campus?
Oh, Stanley Redwine. Yep.
Anything you can tell us specifically how he was able to lock you down?
Well, how about this? We're married to sisters. He introduced me to my wife.
Okay. Good start. That's the greatest recruit pitch of all time.
Yeah.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, so we married sisters. So,
but did he introduce you to this right away? I mean, at what point?
Well, not on my recruiting trip. But
yeah,
shortly thereafter.
Yeah, I know. No, I got married right out of school. Like, we got married, yeah.
Where do you live now? Do you still get a place in Fayetteville?
I'm in Fayetteville now. Yeah, okay. I moved back here a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm.
So you're getting back up and forth around Little Rock and the state?
Yeah, I travel. My son's playing for the Memphis Grizzlies, and so they have a game tomorrow. So I'm you know, back and forth quite a bit.
What do you think about that trade deadline? Everything just went crazy.
That
huh?
was
now,
crazy.
You have your agency still, right?
Yes.
Sports management
yes.
company. So you're right.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, oh man,
things.
It was crazy.
Can
yeah.
you do anything with Pat? He's still looking to get back in the league.
I'm in the off season.
By back in the league, I mean in the league.
It's right, been a long right. off season, admittedly. About 10 years now, but
we got a chance to go over and see him last year. We were
yeah,
in Memphis.
We went to the LA Lakers
game.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Kobe
yeah,
was just that. Back off injury.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
We become
yeah.
good friends with Dave Yeager.
Okay.
Coach
yeah, I know
Yeager.
Dave. Yeah.
Yeah. Good dude.
Scale of
yeah.
1 to 10. How bad is Kendrick Perkins sneaking out of Boston gonna hurt them? I know Pat was sick about
how
that.
Sick.
He loves Perkins.
Yeah.
Well,
I
they
think
didn't think they were gonna resign.
It's
him.
It's a gamble, you know. Yeah. I mean, obviously they felt they didn't couldn't resign him. So.
Yeah. Now you gotta understand now, right? Mike Conley is the did you dunk? 2 feet from the free throw line. Am I right?
Yeah.
2 feet from the free throw line. Okay. Two hands. And I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen anybody else do that.
It's funny you say that. You know, as years go by and the story gets bigger,
oh, yeah.
I got a
wasn't it a 12-foot rim?
Wait, wait, yeah, right, right. No, but you'd be surprised who I got a phone call from about a week ago about this same topic. Michael Jordan. He was arguing with a friend. His friend was telling him I took off from behind the top of the key. And Michael was like, no, I saw it. He didn't. And they ended up calling me to verify.
From what I remember about that competition, it was remind us again. What
it was the Foot Locker Slam Fest, and they invited all the players and athletes outside the basketball arena to see who's the best dunker. Yeah. And so they've had every man. You name the athlete, they had it in the competition.
Now, why didn't they keep that up every year?
You think awesome. It lasted for about 9 years, and
okay.
we started in an elementary school in Boca Raton, Florida, in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Went to Boca, ended up selling out the America Arena in Arizona.
Crazy.
The last few years. Yeah, it was crazy.
That was my first experience with you as an athlete because I guess I didn't really follow track and field
right.
when you were in your prime. But I remember watching you
remember
on TV. Cause you, how many did you compete in over
nine.
The years? Okay.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. When I won my gold medal and I got off the plane and I don't know what I went to Memphis for, but I got off a plane in Memphis. It was about a couple of weeks after I won my gold medal. And a baggage attendant came and said, "Hey man, ain't you Mike Conley?" And I was all proud, you know. I had my medal in my back pocket.
Yeah,
you know, I was about to pull it out. He said, "Yeah, you're that dunker, the best dunker."
That's it.
I was like, "Wow,
I love
that's
it.
Only in America."
Yeah, right.
You play any basketball?
Man,
now?
I can't play dead. Can't jump out of bed.
Come on.
No, not why. I mean, I'm around the sport a lot, but I'm too fearful of crippling myself.
How do you spend your time going to Grizzlies games? I know you're very close with Mike Anderson. You go to a lot of Missouri games.
Well, I'm between the athletes I represent, you know, I've got about 7 players and, you know, trying to get to
the season. Is it all basketball?
Darren McFadden, football, you know, I'm a marketing agent. So, and then recruiting new players and going out and seeing new talent. And then I got four kids, obviously, and I got, you know, three to playing sports and trying to get to all the gyms and games and stadiums.
That's how you stay in
shape.
Chasing your kids around.
And occasionally you can take a shower.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I still train dogs as a hobby, so I do that quite a bit. And keeps me busy.
Train dogs to do what?
Stay out of trouble. Obedience. Stay out of trouble. There you
I like
go.
That.
You gotta,
Kevin trains dogs to go pick up ducks that he shot.
Thank you very much.
I got to get going. See you later.
I got one that's prime right now that needs some training.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's in the dog house.
Well.
Literally.
She's fixing to be.